Hi, this is Tantra Vinsko, and I'm an author, an editor, and teacher of how to write fiction with various schools, including my own, the Online Writing Academy. And so this is one of your free videos as part of visiting the Online Writing Academy, otherwise called OWA. So my topic today is Make Me Care! I want to care about your characters. If I'm going to spend time reading about them, I especially want to care about the protagonist. Now, if you don't make me care about the protagonist very quickly, it's probably not going to happen. And so how can you do that, and how are you maybe not doing that? If you're just jumping in with the idea that I'm a reader and so obviously I'm going to care about your character because I have such a boring life that anybody has to be more interesting than me in this novel, and it's obviously interesting to you, so therefore I'm going to be interested, that's probably not the best approach. If you're writing about a character who makes mistakes that are understandable, and the kind of mistake a lot of people make, and the reasons for the mistake are given, and we know that this mistake is the issue, and that this character is going to change over time and get over that mistake, that's completely fine. It's very easy to forgive the character for that. If your character is just doing stupid things, just jumping into danger for no reason, being too impulsive about that in a way that is not balanced out by positive qualities of impulsiveness, then I'm just going to blame the character. Positive impulsiveness, for example, a 20-year-old young man may be quite impulsive if he's really hyped up on sex and alcohol and driving fast, and he's living life, and you know, he just does this thing. That kind of thing is relatively understandable. But if it's, for example, a lady who's in her 30s, she's a forensic expert, and she just throws herself into trouble when she's investigating a case, rather than getting backup, she just barges in herself. People are going to wonder why she's taking that kind of risk. Is she ultimately self-destructive? Is she not raised well to learn how to protect herself? If those things are not addressed, then we judge her. If those things are addressed, then we can start to care about her and hope that she learns to take care of herself better. Those kinds of things should not be addressed straight on. Don't tell us. It's all about showing. And the showing best comes through subtext, so the reader can get to know that person's flaws bit by bit, like you would know a friend. You see a friend making some mistakes, and the friend doesn't tell you, oh, I am full of doubts. You know, you start to figure it out, and you're not sure you want to tell the friend, but you start seeing little instances of it, examples that you think about. That's how we work. Writing should be like how we work in our real life. So if you start seeing these just very subtle instances about a person, you're feeling like you're their friend. You're the one who's figuring them out. You're the one who is piecing together their psychology because of your background and your understanding. And that makes you more engaged with that person. You start caring about them and hoping they're going to figure it out. You almost want to help them figure it out, even if they're a character. I think I'm going to make a part two because I don't want this to get too long. So here comes my arm at you.